from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. I'm trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Reach the stars.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this glorious Wednesday afternoon in our fair city. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan, where the party animals party, or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. Thank you for being a part of our day. Tomorrow, the animals get out of the cage. We will be at PDXYZ, really cool event here in Portland, and it's run by a couple of good buddies of mine, and it's a awesome networking event. Nico Harrison, GM of the Dallas Mavericks, is going to be there. Leaders of industry. You got the front office members of the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Portland Timbers, Portland Thorns, Trailblazers. It's going to be a really cool event. Neil Everett will be there. I saw that I. Everett Rapp himself is emceeing an event as part of the PDXYZ networking event. So it's going to be really cool. And we're going to be out there tomorrow. All shows going to be live from PDXYZ. Great dudes putting that thing on. So I hope you all are in attendance for that. ESPN has another list that's making everybody mad except for Grant Generals or most of the people in Portland, not named Danny.
Yeah, not thrilled about this one.
ESPN has released their college football's top 25 players of the 21st century. Big list.
It's a big list, and it is difficult. I'm not going to downplay that.
No.
At all.
No, it's. I mean, some of them are. You go, huh? But other ones, you go, all right, yeah, I get it. Coming in at 25th is Jonathan Taylor, running back from Wisconsin. That kind of gives you an idea. But then you have Julius Peppers from North Carolina,
who I thought honestly I would have had higher.
Yeah, at 24th, but
yeah.
I mean, who are you going to put who are you going to put him above? Like Justin Blackmon, who we were talking about earlier with the wide receiver stuff. Yeah. He comes in at 21st, but he was so dynamic in college, it was wild. And they kind of, I mean, you got to have some sense of it. I'm not seeing that Kyler Murray was on this list, which he was really good. He won a Heisman Trophy.
I'm surprised Khalil Mack is on this list, even as great as he was.
Khalil Mack in college.
Just simply because it was Buffalo.
He was unfrigging believable. I mean, he 28 and a half sacks.
Yeah, no, look again.
16 forced fumbles and 4 interceptions and 2 touchdowns.
It was Brian Urlacher at New Mexico State type stuff.
He was absolutely crazy. But as you get into the top 10, if you're wondering, no, Marcus Mariota did not make the list.
Which, again,
that's why I was
surprising.
I was surprised that
I would have had him over Kyler.
And Kyler Murray did.
100% of it would have had him over Kyler.
I was a little bit surprised there. Your top 10 are Larry Fitzgerald, wide receiver, Pittsburgh.
Not even close to batting an eye at.
I loved him. But he was so special.
Not even close to batting an eye.
Number 9, which I think is a little low, Joe Burrow. Yeah,
the most productive college quarterback season ever.
But it was 2 seasons in 1 electric season.
Yeah. The electric season, though, is the best quarterback season we've ever seen.
Number 8 is Bryant McKinney, offensive tackle, University of Miami, from those...
Not a surprise if you remember that game.
Freaky Miami teams where he led the way for guys like, oh, I don't know, Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Frank Gore. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good road paver.
And Bryant McKinney went on to also not only be the best offensive lineman, it was him and Joe Thomas.
Danny, I am going to ask you to please... Hold your fit.
Yeah, no.
Just okay, no. Okay, hold your fit as we get here. 7 is Reggie Bush, running back, USC. That's low. Number 6 is Tim Tebow, which I also think Tim Tebow is low.
Yeah, I do too.
Number 5, safety Ed Reed, Miami.
Too high.
Number 4, Vince Young, Texas.
He's one spot too low.
Number 3, Cam Newton.
Push.
Which... He falls into that. He falls into the Joe Burrow category for me, and Joe Burrow was even more electric.
Yes,
but he just didn't do it with his legs as much as Cam Newton did. Number 2 is Baker Mayfield, Texas Tech, Oklahoma.
Way too high.
Very, 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 very good player. Very good player.
And don't get me wrong.
Does not have the accolades that like all of these guys have, like top pick, Heisman trophies, but they also have like. Literally putting a team on their back and dragging them to national championships too. And then the number 1 player of the 21st century, Grant Generals Unite, defensive tackle from the University of Nebraska and Portland, Oregon's own, Ndamukong Suh.
I have no problem with being top 5. I do not have him in the top 3.
Okay. Now you can throw your Reggie Bush fit.
If you don't have Reggie 1 or 2, you're insane.
I agree with that.
You're insane. Reggie Bush is, if not the most dynamic college football player outside of Barry Sanders, like that's the list when you're talking about the most dynamic, explosive, terrifying players to ever play the game.
Yeah.
Every time they touch the ball, you're going, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap.
Yeah. And if you're going to put Vince Young up there,
I would have him too.
Then you would have to have Reggie Bush up higher as well.
I think if you're. Coming from my generation, Reggie Bush is why you fell in love with college football.
Yep.
Like, it's not Tavon Austin. It's not even Vince Young. Like, Reggie Bush was the man, and we all wanted to be Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
Everybody has the Reggie Bush moments that are just etched in your brain. And all of these guys have those moments, right? But Reggie has so many of them. I mean, the Fresno State cutback.
That
Oregon,
game alone.
It was absolutely nuts. And
six
then
highlights.
The national championship game where you're just like, it was.
Him and Vince are trading haymakers.
Haymakers back and forth. And Reggie did it as a returner, a running back, a receiver. He on a team that had talent
everywhere.
Upon talent upon talent, he shined on that team. And I think that is special. And like, look, that's the same can be said for Vince Young, because if you look at the number of NFL guys that were on that team, same can be said for any of those Miami guys of
those
early
Miami guys especially.
Odds. Those teams were some of the most loaded ever. And guys like Ed Reed and Bryant McKinney were ones that were head and shoulders above even those guys. But Reggie Bush not being number one is pretty wild to me.
Yeah, and moving him down to 7.
7 is...
Holy crap.
I think a bit egregious. And Bill Connolly, ESPN, he's the one that compiled this list.
Is he a Nebraska grad by any chance?
I don't know.
Maybe. It's either that or he went to UCLA.
Yeah. But Ndamukong Suh
again,
was...
top 5, 100%.
Probably
5 in my mind.
The most dominant defensive lineman... In a game record.
He was the Charles Woodson of the 2000s. Like, if Charles Woodson was the guy who the last generation or the last century was the guy that terrified you defensively every single time you were out. Every time that ball went up in the air, you're like, no, that's a bad idea. And Ndamukong Suh was that for this generation or this century. I think it's him and then Aaron Donald.
I would love for an official to go back and like
score the
have
holding.
An actual a referee go back and just go game by game, because they weren't doing this back then,
yeah,
of how many holding penalties were called and how many holding penalties were not called against Ndamukong Suh.
He just got bear hugged.
Teams just said, all right, well, if we're in the middle of the field, we're going outside the hashes. We have to. Mm-hmm. And if you were on a hash, it was,
where's he lined up? Go the opposite
way. We have to go to the wide side of the field. He made defense easier for the 10 other guys on the field because so much attention was drawn towards Ndamukong Suh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Him being number one, I don't think he's number one, but he also, I mean, God, you think about it, dude. Should have won the Heisman.
He should have won the Heisman.
He should have won the Heisman Trophy that year. What would your top five look like then?
My top five would be Reggie, Vince. Three, I'm debating. I think I want to put Tebow there because of just everything he did. Tebow Mania was the closest thing we got to how crazy things were with Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my top three. And then four and five, I think I've got Sue. I think I've got Ndamukong five. I think you can make a pretty easy argument for four. I want to put Bryant McKinney there.
Oh, okay.
I want to, because he was, I remember, for whatever reason, do you have like the NFL drafts when you were a kid that like just burn into your brain?
Yeah, some of them.
I have his draft burned into my brain, and I remember like watching SportsCenter and Kuiper and those guys and Boom talking about Bryant McKinney in a godlike sense.
Yeah,
and I think that to me, like that burned into my head of like the only other guy I remember like that as a kid was Orlando Pace. When he was talked about
out of Ohio State was like, everybody's just like, God, this guy is
like this is a first ballot Hall of Famer type, like, you know what I mean? Like they just there was just something different. So I think I want to go with McKinney, but I think I could also swap out Joe Burrow in there.
Yeah, my five would go Reggie Bush would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it would be Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Like, his NFL career, throw that out.
Yeah.
Dude won Two national titles.
Everything.
At Florida. And when you think of the way that he led that Florida team,
with
which
that much
was,
crazy.
Wow. He was insanely talented as a college quarterback. Then I'd go Vince Young at three. I would put Ndamukong Suh at four, and then Joe Burrow would be five.
Okay, yeah.
Joe Burrow would be number five for me. But Suh at number one, big come up for the east side of the river here in Portland.
The old Grant showing. Again,
go Generals.
Mariota being left off is insane.
Not even in the top 25, Marcus Mariota.
Terrell Suggs also on this list at 11. That's
dude, he was so...
Terrorist.
So
I remember good. Seeing him the first time and going, why is there a grown man playing in college football?
Yeah.
Like That was the first time I saw somebody in that, because Suggs had those arms and chest that were just like,
yeah,
you're different. Like he had the giant brand and you're just at like 20 years old where you're like, oh no, there's something weird about you. Like you're not like everyone else.
Deshaun Watson being at number 16 on this list and Mariota not even being on it was wild to me.
Yeah. And again,
and burying Lamar Jackson at 20, I'll never forget watching in the studio on a Thursday night. I was producing primetime and Louisville played Syracuse and Lamar Jackson jumped over two people.
Mm.
And it was a Thursday game, and it was just like, what in the world? This guy is an absolute freak. He's a menace on the field.
I mean, he won a Heisman at Louisville.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Hells yeah.
Like, let that settle in for everybody. That's such an insane thing to actually say. Like, this isn't in the 40s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is...
Yeah.
This is modern football that a Heisman winner came from Louisville.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts Louisville. To think about. Louisville. Yeah, Louisville, if you are Scotty Scheffler, though.
Can I just say, I know he won a Heisman.
Yeah.
Devonta Smith. Not thrilled about him being top 25.
Yeah, that's a little bit of recency bias.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of recency bias there because, you know who I would throw on this list at the back end if you want to sit there and you want to say a wide receiver that
from the SEC
was incredible? No, Mike Hass, who won the Biletnikoff Award, came out of absolutely nowhere, dominated the world of college football.
At freaking Oregon State.
At Oregon State. That is crazy. The honorable mention, by the way, Mariota did make the honorable mention, as did a wide receiver that I think should have been on this list, Michael Crabtree. Yeah. Dwight Freeney, Robert Gallery, Robert Griffin III, that was a good one.
Yep.
Calvin Johnson, Derek Johnson, Luke Kuechly, Trevor Lawrence, and Christian McCaffrey. How about McCaffrey, Andrew Luck, or...
Marisich?
No. Oh, Marisich, yeah. No, Toby Gerhart, who got hosed out of a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, no, he did. It's honestly surprising that they got the wrong Clemson quarterback in the top 25.
Right?
Because I would have gone Lawrence over Watson.
Yeah. And I think that the reasoning for Connolly putting Deshaun Watson on there is the emergence of the kickstart of the Clemson run.
God, do you remember Robert Gallery at Iowa? Good Lord, he bombed
the hair
with the Raiders.
He had the long hair, though. He fit the Raiders so well.
He did, and then they moved him to guard. He was at least usable.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Interesting. Send us your top five. Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326 or chime in on the YouTube chats, youtube.com/1080am the fan. Top 25 players of the 21st century in college football, according to Bill Connolly. We'll tweet out the list. You can also comment on that at Danny and Dusty on socials. All right, staying in the world of football, you pulled a little bit of audio that, whoa, Nelly.
Yeah.
This would have been quite the draft day trade. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.